Welcome to Business Matters, the podcast that explores all things related to the world of business in English. In our latest Dubai news, we'll explore the notable benefits of acquiring a freelance license and discuss attractive investment opportunities in the Dubai Maritime City area. Dubai offers a myriad of advantages with acquiring a freelance license that could suit professionals and entrepreneurs looking for more work flexibility and enterprise control. These folks can enjoy perks like working on multiple projects under their own schedules. Noteworthy benefits of a freelance license are its lower business setup and operating costs. Compared to traditional business licenses, it requires less paperwork and smaller expenses. This combination makes it an appealing option for those venturing into their own business. Moreover, acquiring a freelance license comes with significant tax perks. Freelancers are exempt from corporate taxes, thereby enjoying a 0% tax rate. This condition allows them to maximize their profits and reinvest in their business. Another compelling advantage is the access to the global market. Thanks to its strategic location and outstanding connectivity, Dubai is an international business hub. This status provides freelancers with opportunities to connect with clients and expand their network globally. Transitioning to investment opportunities, the Dubai Maritime City has recently been drawing attention for its world-class infrastructure and maritime services. Its strategic location and superb facilities create a promising investment landscape, making it attractive for investors and developers. Investing in this area provides access to a dynamic maritime industry, presenting endless business possibilities. Additionally, the area also offers diverse residential and commercial properties, suiting various investment preferences. However, remember that as with any investment, careful research and consideration are key. Evaluating market trends, assessing returns on investment, and consulting with industry experts can guide potential investors towards informed decisions. If you're considering an investment in the Dubai Maritime City area, it's crucial to evaluate the pros and cons while gathering necessary information for a successful venture. In the latest news from JP Morgan, their CEO, Jamie Dimon, has announced plans to sell company shares, a significant development after nearly two decades with the company. He intends to offload an impressive $141 million worth of his holdings in 2024. Regardless of this news, JP Morgan continues to reassure investors of its strong prospects, aiming to sustain investor confidence and ensure company stability. Given Dimon's prominence within the banking industry, his decision to sell shares is a noteworthy event. It remains to be seen how this move will impact JP Morgan and potentially shape the company's future direction. In recent news, Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, one of the largest cryptocurrency trading platforms, is currently facing a trial due to allegations of fraud and conspiracy. Bankman-Fried, taking a stand in his own defense, has been struggling to provide clear explanations regarding FTX's operations, adding an additional layer of complexity due to claimed memory lapses. Despite the challenges and acknowledging the mistakes that led to the collapse of FTX, he fervently denies being a criminal. Various friends and witnesses have testified during the proceedings, illuminating further on the alleged financial wrongdoings at FTX. Bankman-Fried himself, while admitting to the errors in managing the cryptocurrency exchange that negatively impacted his customers, is committed to clearing his name. He continuously defends his actions, asserting his innocence and denying allegations of fraud. As the trial continues, anticipation runs high in the crypto community and the financial world, waiting to discover the outcome, which will illuminate the future path of both FTX and Bankman-Fried. It's pivotal to note that, amidst the charges leveled against him, Bankman-Fried adamantly denies defrauding FTX users and perseveres in maintaining his innocence. Despite requests for assistance from prominent figures like Barry Silbert and Celsius, all were turned down by Bankman-Fried, heightening the drama of the trial. Thank you for tuning into today's episode where we explored the fascinating world of business, covering a wide range of topics from entrepreneurship to management strategies and everything in between, providing valuable insights and tips to help you succeed in your business endeavors.